From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has had his first solo press conference since becoming president January 20th. VOA's Bill Gallo reporting now from the White House.
It was an unprecedented back and forth between a U.S. president and the reporters who cover him. Donald Trump began by naming a replacement for a cabinet choice who withdrew because of opposition within his own Republican Party. Touted his accomplishments so far.
We have made incredible progress. I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done.
And delivered a constant barrage of criticism for the media.
The press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
That was just in the first 5 minutes of the 77 he spent with the media. Trump was asked repeatedly about reports that his campaign advisors were in regular contact with Russia.
Russia is fake news. This is fake news put out by the media.
And he said it could hurt any relationship he might develop with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Bill Gallo, The White House.
At a meeting of the NATO members in Brussels, U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis ruled out any military collaboration between the U.S. and Russia because current conditions are not ideal. Relations have reached their lowest point since the Cold War because of Moscow's alleged meddling in last year's U.S. elections and its continued aggression toward Ukraine. Mattis said before any military cooperation would take place, Russia must prove itself able to comply with international law. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed at least 75 people, wounded 250 others inside a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. Reuters reporting 30 of those killed were children. Wave of attacks have killed and wounded many this week across Pakistan. This is VOA News. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says people are dying because relief workers cannot reach them with aid. He also said it was better when the U.S. and Russia, co-chairs of the Humanitarian Access Task Force for Syria, worked together in pushing for humanitarian access.
We were great when there was co-leadership by the United States and Russia last year. We have not seen that of late. We have not had as much progress of late. I think that can come back. I am convinced it will come back.
Humanitarian Task Force was formed a year ago this week because people in besieged areas in Syria were starving to death. Egeland says the aim is to have Russia, the United States, and other members of influence pressure the warring parties to gain access to these areas. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. says the Trump administration absolutely supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Nikki Haley's comments came a day after President Trump appeared to diverge from longstanding U.S. policy, saying he could live with either a one- or a two-state solution to the conflict. We get more now from Margaret Bashir at the UN.
UN envoy Nikki Haley made clear the United States still supports a two-state solution, but is exploring all options for a peace deal that both sides would accept.
We absolutely support a two-state solution, but we are thinking out of the box as well, which is, what does it take to bring these two sides to the table?
She said that ultimately any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority, and the United States is just there to support the process. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
Police in Malaysia say they have arrested a third person in connection with the apparent assassination of a half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Authorities said they arrested include a 25-year-old woman who held an Indonesian passport and was positively identified from airport security camera footage. Police also detained a man who provided information that led to her arrest. South Korea has confirmed that the North Korean leader's older half-brother, Kim Jong-nam, who was to have become head of state but fell out of favor with their father, was killed, the investigation continuing. Hello, this is New York calling. The words in Russia hit Russian airwaves on February 17, 1947. That was when the first Russian broadcast of the Voice of America took place. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.